Welcome back to the Podcast Daily Brief, your go-to update on the latest trends, tools, and insights in the podcasting world. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod produced by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, CIM ranks podcasts and listening on demand, providing new insights into Belgian audio consumption. Second, we'll dive into Silicon Valley's favorite podcasting gear that's making waves in the industry. Third, we'll explore how NUSO is highlighting resilience and redundancy at Enterprise Connect with their innovative NUSOFlex podcast solution. For the first time, the Centrum voor Informatie over de Media, or Media Information Center, has released comprehensive audience reach data on podcasts and delayed listening in Belgium. This marks a significant milestone in understanding the audio consumption landscape in the region. In February 2025, CIM began monthly analyses of millions of unique streams and downloads from over 1,000 programs, totaling more than 60,000 audio files. This data is based on content registered to Belgium-based servers and analyzed by Neuromedia, a company specializing in media analysis. The Audio On Demand survey now provides a reliable report on audience data, enhanced with metadata like program information. It includes data per brand, broadcaster, and part of the country, making it a comprehensive resource for understanding audio consumption patterns. The results are published in a top 100 format, adding an extra dimension to the already available CIM radio ratings. Currently, the survey includes ranking data of radio stations already measured in the CIM radio ratings, but there's a plan to include news editors and independent podcast makers in the next stage. In this initial survey, news and background information have emerged as dominant in the top 10 programs across both the Dutch-speaking North and the French-speaking South of Belgium. A standout finding is that in February, VRT, the public broadcaster, had its podcasts, episodes, and radio programs listened to 5.4 million times, on top of its 2.4 million radio listeners. This indicates VRT's strong influence in the Belgian audio space. In the Flemish region, Radio 1 and VRT NWS lead the pack as the most successful brands, with the most popular podcast being Het Kwartier, or The Quarter. Produced by VRT NWS and aired on Radio 1 during weekday evening drive times, this podcast recorded over 570,000 replays in February. Another popular podcast, Stout Shonen, or Brave Shoes, hosted by author Bart Van Loo on VRT's classical channel Clara, posted almost 407,000 downloads. VRT's dominance in the Audio On Demand survey is likely bolstered by VRT MAX, the public broadcaster's own audio platform. This platform hosts a variety of audio content, including live radio and podcasts, making it easier for audiences to access all available programs and audio fragments. Let's shift our focus to the heart of innovation and technology, Silicon Valley. Today, we're diving into the favorite podcasting gear that's capturing the attention of tech enthusiasts and professionals in this bustling hub of creativity and development. Podcasting has become an integral part of the content ecosystem in Silicon Valley, with many tech leaders and entrepreneurs turning to this medium to share insights, experiences, and forecasts about the future of technology. But what makes a podcast stand out in such a competitive environment? Often it's the gear behind the scenes. High-quality audio equipment is essential for creating engaging and professional-sounding podcasts. In Silicon Valley, the choice of gear is not just about functionality, but also about embracing the latest innovations in audio technology. This is where brands like Shure, Rode, and Zoom come into play, each offering a range of products that cater to different podcasting needs. One of the standout pieces of equipment favored by Silicon Valley podcasters is the Shure SM7B microphone. Known for its versatility and impeccable sound quality, the SM7B is a staple in many recording studios. It's particularly popular among tech podcasters who prioritize clarity and richness in their audio output. In addition to microphones, audio interfaces play a crucial role in the podcast production process. The Focusrite Scarlett series is a top choice for many, offering reliable performance and a user-friendly interface that makes it easy to achieve professional-grade recordings. These interfaces are perfect for both beginners and seasoned podcasters alike, providing the necessary tools to capture high-fidelity audio. Then there's the portable recording gear, such as the Zoom H6 Handy Recorder, which is a favorite for those on the go. Its flexibility and ease of use make it ideal for capturing interviews and recordings in various settings, from tech conferences to startup offices. Silicon Valley's podcasting scene is also embracing advances in software, with many podcasters opting for digital audio workstations like Adobe Audition and Audacity. These tools provide powerful editing capabilities that allow podcasters to fine-tune their episodes, ensuring each one is polished and ready for their discerning audiences. Ultimately, the gear chosen by Silicon Valley podcasters reflects the region's commitment to innovation and quality. By investing in cutting-edge equipment, these creators are not only enhancing their content, but also setting new standards for what listeners can expect in terms of audio excellence. Finally, let's turn our attention to the latest from the Enterprise Connect conference, where NUSO is making headlines with its focus on resilience and redundancy in cloud communications. At this year's event, NUSO showcased their innovative NUSO Flex podcast solution designed to ensure business continuity in critical industries. Ryan Henley, Chief Revenue Officer at NUSO, emphasized the importance of resilience in the fast-paced world of cloud communications. "None of it matters if it doesn't work," Henley stated during a live recording at the conference. He highlighted that while the industry races to innovate with unified communications as a service, contact center as a service, and AI-powered solutions, resilience remains a key factor, especially for industries where inbound call delivery is crucial. At the center of NUSO's exhibit was NUSOFlex, a unique feature that provides inbound redundancy across all of their services. Henley described it as the only inbound redundancy solution of its kind in the United States, offering true failover capability for businesses such as contact centers, hospitals, and emergency service providers. This capability allows NUSO to address issues directly, often resolving them before customers even notice a problem. AI is not just a buzzword for NUSO, it's actively integrated into their operations. Henley shared that NUSO utilizes machine learning to monitor traffic across rate centers, enabling the company to reroute calls in as little as 120 seconds when patterns indicate potential issues. This proactive approach demonstrates AI in action, solving real-world problems, and enhancing service reliability. NUSO's commitment to innovation and partnership is further evidenced by their 100% indirect model, which prioritizes collaboration with global partners to deliver resilient, full-stack solutions to enterprise customers. Henley extended an open invitation for partnerships, emphasizing NUSO's role as a continuity partner in a market where service uptime is paramount. That wraps up today's update on Podcast Daily Brief. If you enjoyed staying informed on the latest trends and developments in the podcasting world, be sure to subscribe or follow so you never miss an episode. Stay connected with the world of podcasting.